You're listening to SBS News.
Today we're going to do two pictures of each breast. So we do one from the top and one from the side.
Jill Elford is being briefed by a nurse at a hospital in the United Kingdom before undergoing a routine screening for breast cancer. She's one of many people in Britain over the age of 50 who endure the somewhat daunting process every 3 years. And in Australia, a mammogram is recommended every 2 years for people aged 50 to 74 to detect early signs. But an international trial that Ms. Elford is taking part in could make the process more comfortable and transform the way people are screened and treated for breast cancer. Addenbrooke's Hospital in Cambridge is involved in the study, and Britain's National Health Service is looking for 10,000 participants aged between 40 and 70 to take part. Ms. Elford is keen to contribute to new research.
It's very exciting to be part of something that's like so cutting edge, looking at your genes to determine what your risk factor might be.
While a mammogram typically involves taking X-ray images of the breasts, the new trial requires participants to give a sample of their saliva and family history. After a sample is taken, it's tested for cancer-related genes. A result will then inform the participant of whether they are at risk of developing breast cancer. Doctors hope that the tests will allow them to offer improved and more tailored care for patients. Eileen Hughes is also taking part in the study and has been told she is at high risk. Although shocked initially, she says taking part in the trial means she feels more control over her well-being.
I feel really reassured because I'm now in a system where I'll be checked every year rather than every 3 years. I can now make decisions about the other parts of my life that I can control, such as, you know, lifestyle, exercise, trying to keep as active as I can.
The study is helpful for doctors to identify people who need to be more closely monitored and is being used to determine the public's interest in such tests. But medical officials have pointed out that it would be wrong to assume that everyone wants to know their breast cancer risk. It could increase anxiety, not only in knowing the result, but at the prospect of attending more screenings. Fiona Gilbert, Professor of Radiology at the University of Cambridge School of Clinical Medicine, explains some of the questions the study is hoping to answer.
This trial is about testing that. You know, are women willing to come and have their risk assessed? Are they willing to give genetic material? How do they feel once they get the result? And are they willing to come for less mammography or more mammography?
In Australia, breast screening services were temporarily suspended or operating at reduced capacity during the COVID-19 pandemic. In April 2020, Breast Screen Australia performed around 1,100 mammograms compared to more than 74,000 in April 2018. And in the UK last year, screenings for cervical, breast and bowel cancer were also delayed. There are fears the coronavirus outbreak may increase breast cancer death numbers. Research by British charity Cancer Research UK in June 2021 suggested 10,600 fewer women started treatment for breast cancer between April 2020 and March 2021. Shirley Cochran had already recovered from breast cancer when she found another lump in 2020. After pressure from her local lawmaker, she managed to get a mammogram. She says if she had continued to be monitored during the pandemic, she would have felt more at ease.
Even if during the pandemic I'd had, you know, telephone consultations, either with the breast care nurse or with one of the consultants, I think that would have made a huge difference to my anxiety levels. Because as you say, you know I'm in a high-risk group with a more aggressive cancer.
Ariana Lucente, SBS News.